Welcome to the Chicks Talkin' Footy Joy Podcast, sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL women since day one. Lovely.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Chicks Talking Footy. You're with some slightly excited football obsessives. Fee, that's me. Beck.
I'm excited.
And Monty.
As I never say on this show ever.
I know I quoted you last week.
I did hear that.
And I thought it was a great quote. We're going to dazzle you tonight with our football knowledge. Welcome to the show, Chicks.
Woohoo! It's a big week.
It's been massive.
It's a big week in football.
Massive week in football.
It is.
So on tonight's show, it's all about AFLW this week.
Woohoo! The girls are back in town.
It's really, really here.
Did you like that?
And we've been busy at lots of different launch events and all sorts of things.
We've had excursions this week.
We have been, CTF excursions. We're going to be talking to Melbourne Football Club player Kat Phillips. She's going to be joining us in just a moment on the show. And journalist extraordinaire Kelly Underwood, who this week has just, we've just found out she's going to be the host of Offsiders.
Do you think she got that job because they found out she was coming on here? Do you think that helped?
Well, yes. I think so. I don't think it was a coincidence at all.
No.
You can also text us with any AFLW questions and we'll have a go at answering them. Beck's brought in the AFLW prospectus.
Basically all I read now.
Yeah, she annoys people at her workplace.
I did.
Beck, can we just have a random fact, please?
Oh, okay. I'm glad you asked, Monty. I'd like to talk about Harriet Cordner from Melbourne, who has actually been on our show
last year.
Do you know that she had just 30 minutes per game, the least of any player at the club, but she still ranked fourth at the club for tackles per game and was 12th in the competition for pressure points? Go, you good thing,
well
Harriet.
Well done, Harriet. You're the winner.
And you can find out lots of fun facts in the AFLW prospectus, yes, which you can order online, apparently.
I think that's so. Where I got mine.
Yeah.
Well, send us some for free.
Now, Maddie and I were at the AFLW season launch last week.
Yeah. Motty.
Yeah.
Did you go with Matty?
Yeah.
I went with Matty.
So you've got the name of every single guest we've ever had.
No, I didn't say Matty.
You did.
I reckon you did.
You've got the name of every single guest we've ever had.
It was my accent.
Okay.
Matty.
Oh, I see. Yes, we went to the AFLW launch yesterday at a sensational venue in Footscray. So
yes,
we'll have a chat about that later in the show, I think.
Met the captains.
I'm very jealous.
And, yes, it was such a great day. And Beck and I went to the Bulldogs season launch.
We did. That was fabulous.
Yeah, we hung out with our friend Annie Nolan,
yes,
Michelle Shepherd.
We did.
And Mandy from the Pancake Parlour.
And yours was a nighttime function too, so there was a different kind of feel.
Except Albert Park was closed and our Uber drivers couldn't get us there in time.
We could do a whole segment on that.
Well done to everyone who walked in the Pride March on Sunday.
Stuck out there.
My goodness. The AFL Pride Collective was dropping like flies. There was people going to ambulances and everything.
Well, it was 447 degrees in the shade, was it?
Yeah, it was just too hot.
I was like a piece of wet lettuce. I could not get off the couch. I don't know what happened.
There's an image we can all take home.
I don't have an air conditioner, so I saw three movies in a day and a half. So if you want to do a movie segment later, I can give some good recommendations.
Well, you can go on Outtakes for that.
Yeah, I recommend Star Wars because it's long. Anyway, we'll talk about this later.
Okay. Anyway, we digress. And also remember you can contact us tonight on 0427JOY949 and that you can give us some AFLW questions, trivia, fun facts, anything you like on that number.
I'd like to know, AFLW, who people think is going to win the premiership, who they think is going to win the best and fairest, and who they think is going to be the rising star.
Oh.
Well, I've
Molly might have an algorithm for each one of those things.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, yes, I do. But obviously I've had the success of the Jessometer last week. So I've already told you who's going to win.
Motty predicted the season ladder based on how many Jesses are in your team because that is the most common name in the AFLW.
I don't want kind of put a downer on the show because it's early. But there's a bit of an issue with the Jessometer, Morty.
What? What
and
do you mean?
I hate to be the one to break it to you, but I feel like someone had to tell you. So we had one of our Twitter followers, whose name is Winlieth or Winlieth. Please tell me if I'm pronouncing that wrong.
Yeah, how do you do that? Can you just give us the phonetics?
Yeah, who sent us a tweet during the week. He said, "You talked about the number of Jesses, but we noticed an awful lot of Emmas and Emilys. What's your response?"
Well, is awful lot, does that mean more?
I don't know, Marty.
I mean, we've got the prospectus here.
That's
right, tally up the prospectus.
So what we're saying is Winlieth is that a formal protest?
Yeah, probably. I think it is. I'm taking it as one.
Well, okay, what if firstly, we did an M, you know, if your name's M, as in Emily or...
Well, the thing for me is Emily and Emma are different names.
Yeah. What about if we just took it back to Emma? I wonder whether there's a few of them.
Well, you've got the prospectus. All right, I will count it up.
Do the prospectus in a spreadsheet so you can sort
Monty,
the fields.
I think during the course of the show, I'd like you to count the number of Emmas.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to lie, but I've got the AFLW page open on my computer and I can see two of them already. So I just think by the end of the show, if we need to issue an apology to Winlieth, maybe...
This actually could be a killer for me and my confidence because I've been very high off the back of the Jessometer.
And you're a confidence player, Monty.
People stop me in the street.
Well, look, there's nothing quite like spending hours... counting Emmas in the AFLW prospectus, but there's some games coming up this weekend.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Good point.
And we probably should have a look at those. Now, it is exactly 2 days until the AFLW officially first game.
2 days minus 27
minutes. It'll be quarter time by now in 2 days. So Carlton and Collingwood, 7:40 p.m. Friday night. What time are we getting there?
Early.
5:30.
We're saying 5:30. It is Gillon McLachlan at the AFLW launch yesterday said he expects it to be a lockout again. In my mind, I've kind of thought, why don't you do it at a bigger ground then? But that's just me. But I would suggest getting there a little bit early.
I think it'll be a lockout again. And as you all know, there is nothing I love more than the sight of Gillon McLachlan's hair. And what I want to see is that hair flowing across the oval again, as he had to run last year to tell everyone it was a lockout. And his umbrella.
And he had his jacket over. Well, he didn't have an umbrella.
Yes, he did.
Why? It was a beautiful night.
Motty, there is nothing Gillon hasn't done that I have not committed
to. He had his jacket over his shoulder. But what the AFL have done this year, which is very clever, is they've erected a big screen outside and they're having food trucks and a full tilt set up out there. So if people don't get in, there's that option, or else if they're too squashed inside
or they want to take their kids
outside. So that's great. So
but get there early. Leave work early. Call in sick.
Fly from Sydney.
I'm going to say I think we should stop telling people to get there early.
Good point, because they might take our seats.
We won't get in.
Good point. All right. I'm excited about this because despite the fact I want my team, the Crows, to be back-to-back premiers, I think Carlton are the threat.
Because of Tay-Tay?
Yeah. I think signing Tay-Tay... Look, Carlton were great last year.
Taylor Harris, for those...
Playing at home. I reckon when you add Tay-Tay to the sort of Bree Davey, Lauren Arnell, Darcy Vessio combo...
Dangerous.
Mate, you also add Nicola Stevens.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
She was Collingwood's best and fairest, wasn't she?
If she wasn't, she should have been.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was. Off to the prospectus, please, Beck.
But also Melbourne's midfield, I think, is looking pretty dangerous as well.
Yes.
You've got Daisy, Mel.
There's a lot of talk about Melbourne. We might ask Kat about that as well. But everyone's saying Melbourne are going to be the winners.
Are we going to do tips, Carlton and Collingwood?
Yes. I'm going to tip Carlton again.
Yeah.
Me too.
All right, and then there's also a game at 5:05 p.m. I assume the next day.
That is the next day, Saturday.
Melbourne GWS
at Casey Fields.
I think that's going to be a really interesting game because GWS have improved a lot.
They kind of needed to.
Yes. Well, they kicked 12 goals in the practice match.
And isn't that how many they kicked all season?
No, half.
Is Renee Forth, is she back?
I don't know.
She was injured. Well, I think she is back. So that's another dangerous player they've added to their list.
And they've also added Alicia Eva from Collingwood as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And, okay, so that could be, I think that'll be an interesting game. Adelaide, Brisbane, 6:45 at the Norwood Oval.
Yes.
Norwood Oval, is that, that's a different oval than they had it at last time.
They played at a few ovals. They played at Febby Oval. I think they played at Norwood Oval last year.
They did, yeah.
But they're expecting a lockout there, which I think is 15,000 that holds. And I'd be surprised if they wouldn't get it because the Crows, those girls were so popular in Adelaide after last year, and a grand final rematch is a way to bring out a crowd.
Yeah, 15,000. Gosh.
Do you know Erin Phillips
personally? No.
She said yesterday that she's the fittest she's ever been in any preseason. That's going back all through her basketball, you know, playing in the NBA. And right now is the fittest she's ever been.
That's amazing when you've got twin babies.
So, look, I am...
Oh, yeah, who are you predicting?
Voting. I'm voting for Adelaide.
Well, I vote for Adelaide, but I'm predicting. Who are you predicting, Marty?
Melbourne GWS, do you mean?
Yes.
Oh, we didn't do that
one. Sorry. Sorry, you've
just said it would be close
to Adelaide.
I often do.
I will say Melbourne. Yeah, I expect their midfield to be the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Melbourne too. Bulldogs versus Fremantle. We're actually going to be at this game. So 4:35 on Sunday at Witten Oval, and the Joy's actually having a stall there.
Oh,
and
come and see us.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some Vox Pops with some of you if you're interested out there, to supporters.
We might have a photo with people if they're interested.
Sign autographs.
Yeah, Beck will be signing autographs on her own prospectus. And
that's right. You know what I might do? Just stand in the tent and read people's stats.
Yeah, Beck will be there signing autographs and we'll just be there to have a chat. So come and say hi. Please go down to that game. I think Witten Oval holds, what, 8?
Yep. I think so. I love Witten Oval.
Yeah, it's a good vibe. What they've done with it in the last few years
and
is
it's
great.
A beautiful time and the weather's going to be lovely and you can see the city in the background.
And it's across the road from the train station. Very accessible.
It's very accessible.
And now we have forgotten, now we've got to go back to Adelaide, Brisbane because that's Saturday night and I pick Adelaide.
Yes.
You pick Adelaide. I pick Adelaide. And I pick out of Bulldogs, Fremantle. I'd probably pick the Bulldogs.
I pick the Bulldogs. I reckon Katie Brennan is just going to be on fire.
Well, Terry.
We met Terry, her
Terry
dad.
Terry Brennan, her father, we chatted to yesterday.
Big Tez.
Terry's, he's ready for a big year.
Tez, if you're at Witten Oval, come and visit
come
us.
Come and say hi to Beck Dale. She'll give you your reply.
That's right.
Now, you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy with Fee, Beck and Motti.
Correct.
On Chicks Talking Footy and Joy 94.9. In just a moment, we're going to be talking to Kat Phillips from the Melbourne AFLW.
I'm Renee from GWS Giants and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Oh, that was Renee Forth.
Thank
from
you,
GWS.
Renee.
She's hopefully back from injury this season, which is lovely. She's been out for over a year, I think, which is not so good. She said she's forgotten how to play football, but I'm sure she'll pick it up very, very quickly. We've had a message from a dear old friend and co-presenter of Chicks Talking Footy, Danae Gibson. WA correspondent. She said, I especially wish I could be there with you for the Bulldogs versus Dockers. That's in March sometime, their third home game.
No, it's this Sunday when we will be there.
I thought we were there
you go. Hence her text.
Message. Oh, Danae, we've fallen apart without you.
I know, Danae, we need you back. I kind of hope it isn't as hot as last year. Bulldogs are pretty good. We have a couple of injuries too. Hope Katie Brennan goes well. Have fun. Oh, good to hear from you, Danae.
Thanks, Danae.
We're certainly looking forward to Danae. She's going to be doing some reporting on the Fremantle game in round two.
Which 450,000 people are going to this weekend.
450,000.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Might be closer to 38,000, but still very good. That's amazing. That's going to be record-breaking.
Pre-sold.
Yeah. That's record-breaking for any women's sport, and they think it's going to get up to about 50,000.
Wow.
So. And if it does, it could be the highest number of attendees at any women's sport in the world.
Wow.
I did just say that.
I read, or you did. You forgot world.
I forgot the world
which
bit.
Which is the important bit.
Now, we've got a very special guest on the line, Monty.
We do. On the line is number 35 for the Melbourne Football Club, and that is Kat Phillips. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy.
Thank you.
Now, Kat, big couple of days coming up for you, 3 more days and then you're on the field.
Yeah, definitely. Right. It's all come on very quickly. We're all looking forward to getting out there finally. I've had a long time training and I think everyone can't wait to get out there and play.
With your training, are you like the guys' teams that they start off just with running and weights and all that sort of stuff and then move on to playing with the balls, or do you just start from, do you always have a ball in your hand?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time together at all. I think we only have 25 trainings between, you know, the beginning of November and now. So we got a ball in hand right from the beginning. I think with a lot of the girls coming from a non-footballing background or not having played all the way through, and without having the developmental pathway there, a lot of girls can do with more time with a ball in hand. So we've kind of been doing that right from the beginning.
Good one. Now, you were originally drafted in 2016 as a rookie, but you've fast moved on to be one of the pivotal players in the team. So how quickly did it take you to jump up into the main bunch?
Oh, look, I don't know if I feel like that yet. I know that I've always got a lot to work on and a lot that I want to keep getting better at. I think Melbourne were very good at making everyone on the team feel very comfortable with their role and know what we were meant to do on the field and where we belonged in the team. I felt very happy, you know, right from round one that I knew what to do and I knew how to fit into the team and what they wanted me to do. But, you know, I'm always looking to keep on improving and keep on pushing up. We've got a really great midfield that, you know, are a really good goal for me to aim for. And so I'm keeping on thinking about where I can improve and where I can get to.
You flash down that wing and you're quite the speedster, aren't you? Now, your Uncle Damien, your favourite Uncle Damien, I imagine, he's told me you're a lifelong Pies supporter, as he is. So how did you go when you played against them last year for the first time?
Yeah, I have grown up going for Collingwood. I found it quite a lot of fun playing against them. I knew that my family would be pretty torn, but I really wanted to go out. You know, it gave me a bit more to play for. Wanting to beat the team that I've gone for growing up.
So you went hard.
Yeah, I definitely did. Bit more of a rivalry there, I think.
Now, Kat, Beck here, I've taken to stats this week. It's a new thing for me.
Yep.
I've never been into stats before.
She's bought the prospectus.
But I've got the prospectus and I like to learn things. Now, did you know this of yourself, that of the 38 players in the AFLW last year who averaged at least one shot at goal, you were the equal sixth best shot at goal accuracy?
No, I didn't know that. I haven't really gone through much of the data from the AFLW, but
we'll send you the prospectus.
No, I'll
thank you.
You're starring in there.
I can tell you all kinds of things about yourself. I just thought you might want to know that. I don't want that to put pressure on you. Like, I don't want you to drop to seventh best.
No, we want you to go up.
You've got to go up.
You've got to go up.
For sure.
Yeah.
Up from
sixth. I'll keep working on it.
I want to see you at least fifth by the end of the year.
Now, Kat, just looking at everything that you do, you're a mechanical engineer and you've also played Ultimate Frisbee for Australia.
Several times.
I have. I've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah. So tell us about Ultimate Frisbee. I've actually played this game. What got you involved in Frisbee?
Yeah, I played a lot of netball growing up and then I went along. I had a couple of people I knew needed a fill-in one time for Ultimate and they dragged me along to it. I had a bit of a laugh and thought, you know, all right, I'll give it a go. And then I was able to take what I had from netball and turn it to Ultimate pretty quickly and picked it up very well. And I just really loved it. It's quite different to anything else I'd played before, quite unique. There are no umpires at any level.
Wow.
Which means that, yeah, you have to learn to communicate with the other team and respect your opponent, and that's quite obviously different to anything else that you might play competitively.
I can't imagine how that works. How does
get policed? Used to being policed.
Yeah, what if there's completely opposing opinions?
The way they've made the game work is that if you don't agree with the other team, you kind of go back to where you last agreed on it. You know, if one team thought that... Yeah, so you can't really get ahead by doing the wrong thing, and people will trust that the other team are making the call that they think is correct.
Wow.
But, yeah, if you don't agree, you just move on and kind of keep playing.
We need to run society like this.
I'm not down with that. It'd be mayhem if we tried to run society like that.
Kat, did you play football when you were younger, or is football a brand new thing in your life?
Brand new. I used to kick to kick with Damien a bit when we went to the footy with my uncle, but apart from that, I never played. I followed footy a lot, So, you know, I knew how to play, but it's a bit different knowing how to play from watching and then getting out there and doing it.
So how do you go from not playing to being in the AFLW?
She got drafted.
I got drafted. Melbourne gave me a phone call one day and said, here you are. I've got a big running background, and I played a lot of other sport growing up, and I went along to an AFL draft combine where they did a talent day, and I performed well at that, and then Melbourne gave me a call and said, you know, do you want to learn to play? And I played in the VFL for a couple of games before that, and got a bit of a handle on, you know, how to play on the wing and what to do on the field.
So what was your strength when you were, say, at that combine? What made Melbourne sit up and give you a call?
I think I've got a pretty good blend of being good at endurance running, and then I'm also pretty quick, which maybe people normally have one or the other. And that's what Melbourne liked, that I'm able to run out a game, but then I'm also, pretty quick out of the contest if I need to be.
And can I ask you about your handballing skills?
You can. Oh, no. Damien forgot that, didn't he?
He's quite the chatterer. He's been giving me good information. Do you want to tell us a story about why you're so skilled in handball?
Damien, I think after game one or two last year, Damien gave me a call and bombarded me on the phone with all the things I did wrong with my handballing and how I had to improve. And then I...
Uncle Damo.
I would thank him for that a lot. But the role that I worked in last year when I played my first round of AFLW, I worked with Justin Madden, the Carlton footballer, I think. And he offered to help me out with anything I needed, help me out with my handballing. He told me that if I wanted a long career, never go in for a hard ball again. so I think that's what he lived by when he played footy.
So you used to just practice handball or something while he's teaching you, you know, tricks of the trade.
Yeah, so it's pretty good having him to learn from while I was at work. Go out at lunchtime and pick up what I could.
You would probably handball straight into his knees. He's a giant, isn't he?
He is a very, very big man.
Now, people are predicting Melbourne's going to have a great season this year. Premiership favourite, some might say. The team feel the pressure when you hear statements like that?
No, we don't really look at anything going on outside our team. I think the group of girls that we've got and the coaches that we've got and the leadership team, they're very focused on what we can bring and what we want to work on. So I personally haven't felt any pressure. It hasn't come up, you know, with the girls. We don't really talk about it. We're very happy that we'll just go out there and play our brand of footy.
Great.
And, you know, do what we can from there.
Now, how's my favourite... second favourite, sorry, at Melbourne. You're my one.
Nice save, buddy.
Thank you.
Lily Mithen going. She ready to
Lily's
go?
Great. Yeah, a lot of fun all the time. We all love having her around the club and a very hard worker at training all the time. Lily's put in a huge amount of work throughout the preseason and she's looking really good.
She's unbelievable. The way she was just at the bottom of the pack, she was such a terrier.
Yeah,
I loved
every
it.
Time.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, well, I love being on the wing with her in the middle. She'll get the ball out every time and then get it out to me pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think the Melbourne midfield's looking a bit dangerous, which is good.
Yeah.
All right,
that's good for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Kat, for your time today, and we wish you all the best for the season ahead, and we're looking forward to seeing what evolves this season with Melbourne and also the other AFLW teams, and we appreciate your time on Chicks Talking Footy.
Best of luck.
No problem.
Thanks, Kat.
Thanks, Kat.
Bye.
In just a moment, we are going to be chatting with Kelly Underwood, who has just had a few special announcements and was the first ever person to call an AFLW, woman to call an AFLW game.
AFL game?
Yes.
AFL
game. It's all about AFLW in my head tonight.
Right.
But we'll be talking to her in just a moment.
I'm James from Proud to Play, and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Oh, that's one of our favourite sons of the show, James Lolicato.
That's right.
From Proud to Play. But we've had a busy week, haven't we, Beck?
We have. You and I were at the Bulldogs AFLW launch on the weekend, on Friday night.
Yes.
Which was
it Friday?
Great.
No, Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Yes, it was down at Albert Park. and all of our favourite Bulldogs were down there. They gave all the girls a Guernsey.
And they all got a song to play.
They all got a song to play.
To come into, which was amazing.
Yes, and then we have another special guest on Chicks Talking Footy tonight, and she was at the AFLW season launch yesterday. Muddy and I said a quick hello. But welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Kelly Underwood.
Thank you. Good evening, Chicks Talking Footy, and great to catch up with you both yesterday.
Yeah, what a great day it was, wasn't it?
It was. It was fantastic. You know, I remember the exact day last year attending the launch, and what really blew me away was that you had the most powerful men in the AFL and broadcasting attending, and I was really quite shocked, and I remember walking away feeling a little bit emotional from that launch because I've been working in the game as a journalist and broadcaster for nearly 20 years, and it felt like, for me, it was the first time that women had ever been taken seriously, and the flow-on from that in the last 12 months has been really stunning, not just on the field and what we see, obviously, in the history-making first-ever AFLW, but from my perspective, behind closed doors, you know, the media, the way women are viewed, the more females that are getting involved, we're hearing and we're seeing more women on TV and our radio. So it's been just a mind-blowing 12 months, really.
Look, and for someone like you, and we had a similar conversation with Ange Pipos as well, you've been, you know, sports journalist for 20 years and I know, you know, really sort of trailblazing in some of these areas, and in fact, you're the first woman to ever call an AFLW game.
AFL game.
Do I keep saying it?
Yeah.
I've got AFLW on the brain.
We forget there's another competition.
I didn't know that men played football. you know, it must be so significant just to see, it's probably in my mind the last 3 or 4 years that the real shift has started to happen. And it must be, you know, an incredibly emotional thing to see that after so much time.
It was, and I didn't expect it to be emotional. But, I mean, years ago, just trying to get your foot in the door was so tough, and you couldn't afford to make any mistakes. I remember Wayne Jackson was in charge. He was the AFL CEO. I'd go along to the media conferences at the AFL, and I'd sit up the back with my tape recorder when I was working for 3AW, and I didn't have any confidence to ask any questions or anything like that, because usually you were the only female in the room, or maybe just one, you know, there might be one more, or obviously Ange Pipos I know well, when she might have been there, but it was really sort of unheard of. So AFLW was not just a defining moment in sport last year, but it was sort of unforgettable in a sense from the media's perspective. And I mean, I think when we've spoken previously, and I've said this a few times, that what the AFLW did socially as well, about equal opportunity, social change, it'll be really interesting to see how it is received, you know, in the second year. Obviously, it's no longer a novelty. I think it'll be a season of consolidation, and next year we'll get the hype before season three, because you'll have the two extra teams in Geelong and North Melbourne next year. And I absolutely loved at the launch yesterday that they named Sam Mostyn as the new ambassador.
Yeah.
I personally believe if it wasn't for her, this competition would still be starting in 2020. What she's done at the boardroom table with all those men, those male commissioners over the last few years, and now obviously a Sydney Swans board member, she described the AFLW as a missing piece of our game over the last 100 years. She spoke beautifully, and her impact behind closed doors has been extraordinary.
Kelly, you said at the launch last year you were feeling emotional. I guess that was probably the feeling into that first season. Do you have a different feeling about season two?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, last year was just expect the unexpected. Gillon McLachlan, no expectations. And yet this year there's just, so it feels like there's so much expectation. It was almost rushed through last year. It happened so quickly. Obviously, the AFL didn't expect that many people to turn up on the opening night, and there was, you know, but you might remember it was about a week beforehand that they moved that first game from Olympic Park. Can you imagine what it would have been like if they held it at Olympic Park?
No, so, God.
the players are going to be fitter, faster, quicker. We've got the last touch rule coming in. So, you know, it's going to be really fascinating to see how it matches up. And the Crows were tipped to finish bottom last year because half their team were in Darwin and they were the real surprise packets. And, of course, it was all about... last year we were saying it was going to be the Western Bulldogs and Fremantle in the grand final, and they finished almost bottom two, didn't they? So... all the talk this year is Melbourne, and I'm on that bandwagon. I was watching training down at Casey Fields with the Demons on Saturday in the heat, and they're a good, smart, well-coached team. So I'm really looking forward to calling their season opener on Saturday on Fox Footy against the Giants. So that'll be fantastic. And then I back up on Sunday for the Western Bulldogs and Fremantle. Both had shockers, didn't they, in that first season last year. So which one of them can really get the jump early and set their season up?
The Brennan factor, I reckon. That's the difference.
Yes, they need her, don't they? Yeah. And for those that love women's footy and have been going along to the VFL women's competition for a few years now, they would have seen Katie Brennan at her best, again, the equal leading goal kicker in the VFL last year. But she's yet to do it on the big stage when the cameras are on, under the lights. And she would know that, and that would frustrate her. Injured her ankle in what was a practice game into last season last year.
Yes, it was.
And played the first two and then didn't play again. So that would have been really upsetting for her. And then again came out and played for the Allies, didn't she, in that State of Origin clash where they were beaten by about 100 points. And again didn't have an impact, the ball didn't get up in the forward line. So if there's anyone of the 200 women that are going to take part that are more determined, that are gritting their teeth more than anyone else, I think it would be the captain of the Western Bulldogs, Katie Brennan.
And I think also for her to have... Isabel Huntington by her side. She must be incredible. If she's been taken number one pick and hasn't played for 12 months with an ACL, she must be extraordinary.
Absolutely. And I think suffered a broken leg a couple of years ago as well. So all the raps on her are amazing. I was out at Bulldogs training a couple of weeks ago, asked Coach Paul Grove, where will she start? Where do you play her? And he looked at me and he said, I could put her anywhere. She can play anywhere over the ground. So just finished her school a couple of months ago at St. Michael's Grammar and scored a bit, was about 99, I think, but got into medicine, wants to be a doctor, and is the best 18-year-old female footballer in the country. So can't wait to see what she can do on a footy field.
Joining the host of Underachieving Women playing in the AFLW.
Everyone we talk to has about three strings to their bow. We just spoke to Kat Phillips a second ago, you know, she's a mechanical engineer. She's played for Australia in Ultimate Frisbee, and now she's just carving up the wing for Melbourne. It's amazing.
I know. And do you know that I did hear that she's actually one of the top three Frisbee players in the world?
Wow.
So she doesn't just tour around as sort of a fringe player for Australia in Ultimate Frisbee. She is actually one of the best Ultimate Frisbee players in the world.
Oh, so, and Australia...
Should have found that out first.
Well, I did know that. But Australia are... and one of the best teams too. They're considered in the top four as well. So good on her.
Do something with your life, Kat.
Exactly. Now, you mentioned the two games you're calling on the weekend. Are they both for Fox?
They are. I'm doing a tomorrow night's season opener for ABC Radio, which will be fantastic. And then Fox Footy broadcasting all the games live, obviously, and they're calling three of the four every weekend, so it means I'll be calling two for television every weekend, so there'll be a bit of travelling, but looking forward to it. We've got a great team together. Recently retired St Kilda champion Lee Montagna is going to join me in the commentary box, which will
fantastic.
Be nice and fun. So he'll be doing some ball-by-ball commentary, and of course Kate Sheehan, who's got the job at Richmond of assembling their women's team together as they look to come into the AFLW in a couple of years' time. And Fox Sports regulars, Sarah Jones, Neroli Meadows, we've assembled a big team. So it'll be good, and we're going to have a women's AFL show every Monday night to be broadcast.
Oh, awesome. Fantastic.
Next 8 weeks. Yeah,
and then you're just going to squeeze a little show called The Offsiders in amongst all of that, are you?
I am. So much for just quietly easing into 2018, hey?
Yeah, it hasn't been like that
at
all.
That came out of the blue a little bit because obviously I was a backup host to Jared Waitley, who I've worked with for a long, long time at the ABC, and he's gone joined the dark side. Am I allowed to say that?
You are.
Yes, you are.
No, good luck to him. He continues to go from strength to strength, and he'll be a massive success over at SEN Radio. And as a result, the Offsiders hosting job sort of landed in my lap a little bit. So I'm so excited about it. Something, honestly, I've never, ever contemplated. So,
you'll be brilliant.
Well, I've loved it and respected it for so, so long. And then Barry Cassidy asked me to be a panellist about 5 years ago, and I was so nervous sitting on the couch next to him for that first time. So it's hard to explain how exciting it is to be hosting a show that you just love and respect. And I think a lot of people, you know, be able to sort of every Sunday morning have some of the best, sharpest brains in sports media and the best connected people to come together and sort of debate opinions and issues and themes and stories. I'm super lucky and I'm absolutely pumped to be doing it.
Kelly, I've got three quick questions for you.
Fire away.
Who wins the premiership, AFLW?
The Demons.
Who wins the AFLW Best and Fairest?
Oh, you've got me there. Oh, I'm going to say Daisy Pearce, which is a bit boring, isn't it?
But you know, you want to be right.
Tegan Cunningham is going to play full forward for Melbourne, and I'm going to tip her to be the leading goal kicker in the competition.
Wow,
and she has never played football before. A former basketballer who played in the WNBL for about 15 years. The Demons have just been quietly talking to her over the last few months and they were able to get her in. And I watched her train. She clunked a couple of marks, super tall, really long arms. I think that she will have an impact on this league this year.
Well, Kelly, I can tell you because I got my AFLW prospectus today and I'm obsessed with it. She's actually 186 centimetres and the third tallest player in the AFLW.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So
now,
watch out.
And my third quick question, because that can be question three and a half, was who do you think is going to win the AFLW Rising Star?
Oh, now I am on the Tegan. Rising Star Committee.
Oh.
Yes.
So we're getting inside knowledge.
Yeah.
Well, there's heaps.
There's Tegan.
There's, as you said, Isabel. Uh-huh. There's Monique Conti. There's all sorts.
Of course. Absolutely. Yeah, there's quite a few, isn't there?
Chloe. Mm.
Yeah.
God, I've been doing all my prep, but I haven't got that far yet.
I don't know why. You're not busy or anything.
Well, you can use some of our stuff if you like.
Yeah,
I was going to say, watch the Offsiders chair, Kelly. I might be in there with my stats.
Watch your back.
Are you allowed to have a favourite player? I mean, do you allow yourself to have a favourite player or do you like to...
Oh, there's certainly players that you connect to and that you, you know, that you like and you interview and you like the way they go about it and you like the way that they carry themselves, I guess, in public and things like that. Obviously worked in the broadcasting commentary box with quite a few of them. So Lauren Arnell and myself were in the same commentary box every Saturday night for ABC Radio last year for the men's season, joined by Alistair Nicholson and Nathan Burke. So got to know her really well. She carries herself really well, complete professional and a natural leader and someone that will go into coaching when her career finishes and be a huge success. So have dealt with her a little bit with Mel Hickey. And Mel Hickey, the All-Australian defender from Melbourne, will be joining us on Fox Footy calling a couple of the AFLW games, which will be great, and had a bit to do with Erin Phillips as well. And, she's a real introvert. For someone who's so public, she's not a natural extrovert. She's quite quietly spoken, a little bit shy, And yet in public, the way she goes about it has been just perfect. I mean, what a perfect role model, really.
Mm, yeah.
She's brilliant.
We've had her on the show a couple of times. She's lovely. And look, the flow-on effect too is that there's lots of women being able to be sports journalists now that women's right. sport is becoming so prominent, like our show.
Absolutely, yeah. I looked around at the AFL launch yesterday, and there's quite a few, isn't there? So I spoke earlier about being maybe the only female at a media conference, you know, 15, 20 years ago, and then all the journalists and broadcasters that were representing there yesterday covering the event. So I had a moment, it was about halfway through last season, a Saturday night in the ABC commentary box at Etihad Stadium, and I looked behind me and Lauren Arnell was sitting there doing special comments, and then I looked to my right and Daisy Pierce was in the Triple M commentary box, and I looked to my left and Tiffany Cherry was in the 3AW commentary box, and I'm trying to think, I think someone, there was another...
Sam Lane would have been on the boundary.
Yeah, she was working for Seven, so would have been covering that game, and someone for SEN as well, and I thought, my goodness, times have changed. How good is this? I mean, I want more women to be involved. You know, it's a tough gig, but it's so rewarding, and there's a definite a well-defined career path now for any young girl that wants to get into sports media.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, thanks for trailblazing in this area too, Kelly. We've been watching what you've been doing and been very inspired. And thank you for being on Chicks Talking Footy tonight. It's been a pleasure having a chat.
Always happy to talk women's footy. Love it.
Great. Well,
that's what we put out last year. We had so much fun. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be listening to you and your commentary throughout the season. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks, great. Kelly.
Thanks a lot, Kelly.
See you later.
Have a great night. Bye.
So that was Kelly Underwood, who, well, she's on everything, isn't she? Yeah. Fox Footy, Offside,
ABC. I think she's worried
ABC.
About me now, though.
I know.
I've got her with my stats.
Yeah, you've got...
And I didn't sense that in her voice, actually.
I didn't feel that she felt threatened, did you?
No, like, I think she
I felt... could smell some fear, but maybe that was just
right. Hi, I'm Michelle Cowan, coach of the Fremantle Dockers, and you're listening to Chicks Talk Footy on Joy 94.9.
Oh, we've had some lovely guests tonight. We're just having a chat to Kelly Underwood, a pioneer in female sports journalism. And we had a chat before that to Kat Phillips, who we discovered was the top three ultimate frisbee players in the world.
Yes, you do.
So, and what a champ. We'll be looking forward to watching more of her this season as we go through the AFLW. But a lot of the teams have been having their season launches over the last week or two. And Beck and I went down to the Bulldogs launch at Albert Park and learnt a lot of the names of the players.
We did. And there was a good vibe in the air. The
press nice club, the Bulldogs,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, they are. The president, Peter Gordon, spoke. And what I loved was that he was talking about the club and he specifically mentioned the Bulldogs Pride group and, you know, recognised their involvement as really part of the club. And I thought that's a really good statement from a president.
Mm.
You know, welcoming the women's team, welcoming the Pride group, and really I think that shows they're a pretty inclusive club.
That's right. And we're actually going to be at the Bulldogs home games, the three that are being played at Witten Oval over the season. So you'll be able to see the Joy stall and a couple of other exciting things that are coming up as well. Now, Monty and I were down at the AFLW launch yesterday and the captains were all there of each of the teams and they brought their heroes along, which was a really nice touch.
It was so beautiful. You know, Kelly talked a bit about yesterday what it was like being in the room, and there was the only word I could think about was there was a fizz.
Mm.
And there was just this palpable feeling of sort of excitement, I guess, and anticipation rather than last year. There was excitement, but it was excitement and hope.
Yeah.
Whereas this year it's just excitement based on, you know, the success of last year.
And I like Gillam McLaughlin said the launch of the AFLW season last year has changed the football landscape forever.
Oh, Gil.
Gotta love it. Now, Monty and I stayed around and we had a chat to some of the captains. You would have seen some of the photos that were taken at Yarraville Oval in the front page of the Herald Sun today and a lot of the newspapers, Guardian, ABC, online. The captains all posed with different you know, with the cup and all sorts of things. We posed with the cup, didn't we, Moni? You can see
we
that
did.
On our Instagram and Facebook.
Whatever, not jealous.
Not jealous. Beck had to work because being a lawyer pays a lot more than community radio. But
We also had a photo with Beck Goddard.
We did.
Number two Beck involved in AFL.
We made sure to send that to Beck while she was at work.
Yeah, no, that
anyway,
was great.
You're on Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9, and we've had a big show tonight. It's all been AFLW all the way. We've got a few community announcements before we say goodbye. Ange Ryan was on the show last week. She's raising some money for Stand Up Events, who have done a lot to raise the profile of inclusion in AFL and other sports as well. Moddy, you've been following her on Instagram and Facebook.
I have. She's hit Victoria, which is good. She's thrilled about that. And you can go support her on goodwheelhunting.com.au.
Yep.
She'll be back in 3 days.
Yes, and you can follow her on Instagram and Facebook.
And I want to give a quick shout out to something that's happening on Friday the 16th of February at the Malvern Town Hall. It is a gala to raise money for two amazing organisations, Proud to Play and Parents of Gender Diverse Children. There is a whole host of performers, Dolly Diamond, you name it, hosted by myself and good friend of the show, David Beckett. So if you're interested in supporting those two organisations, go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and you'll find all the details.
Fabulous. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on with us tonight. And we, of course, you can follow us during the week on Facebook, Chicks Talking Footy, Instagram, Chicks Talking Footy, and Twitter, CTF Joy 949. We love to stay friends with you during the week. In the meantime, next week we'll be reviewing some of the first AFLW games of the week. Looking forward to chatting then. You've been listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Footy, 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 football. Melbourne's got the football. Footy, 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 football. Footy, footy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.